We're holding here in the Pasuk HaMestar, Hashem Elkeinu, HaNigosanu V'neinu. So there's sort of a, the Pasuk is telling us there are two types of events that transpire in the world. There's the Staros and Niglois. HaNistaros. So Rebbein Ezra explains the Pasuk is in the broad strokes, the Pasuk is telling us that Nister is Shayach Tashem and Nigla is Shayach to us now, children. What a Nista, what's Nigla? The Pasuk hints that there are two Mahalchim in the Bria. There's Nista and Nigla, and one Shayach Takash Baruch Hu to us. The Rebbein Ezra says as follows, HaNistaros, HaTam, Mishayavar was Kachom V'seisa LaShem Elokeinu, VaTam, Kimishpatoi B'yad HaShem V'yipara Mimenu. V'mhoisa Begolu Chiv Lanu V'lein Asas Kakosu V'teira. The Rebbein Ezra gives us a little bit of a sense of the division of justice in this world. We have a chiyuv. People complain a lot of times, this one got away with this, this got away with that, Bezdin is ineffective in dealing with this, with that. The answer is yes. There is a split in the Bria between what is ours and what's Hashem's. The things that have appeared on the surface of the Bria, meaning it was witnessed, it was seen, falls under the domain of human beings to rectify. So if Bezdin knows about something, it's up to Bezdin to try and to mete out justice to the best of their abilities and so on. Those in Yanim that are behesta belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with it. That never was meant to be dealt with, Adam. So let's say somebody says, well, what happened if there was no Adam, the person gets away with it? No, it moves from the inbox of Bezdin, Klal Yisrael, to the inbox of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next piece is Rabbeinu Bechaya, who has a very, very different understanding of the Pasuk of HaNistaros and HaNiglois. And this is a fascinating, he quotes a Rambam Mipi HaShmua. It's very rare that you get Rishonim quoting the Rambam, like I heard B'Shem the Rambam, but it does bring a very fascinating shot. B'Shamati B'Shem HaRambam Zal, B'Pirush Pasuk Zeh, Rabbi Bechaya says, the Rambam says a pshat, HaNistaros Hashem Elokeinu Yo'imar, Seydes Torah HaNistarim, V'Tam HaMitzvus LaShem Yisrael Mehem. There's a Seydes of Torah Nistar, the Tam HaMitzvus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Miyizke Adam, She'yikach Oznoi Shemetz Minhem, and even if the person has some sense and understanding of that, al yipoter b'kach min anigla, he doesn't come poter min anigla, shlo yasa mitzvah binyan gufni, that in a way that will excuse him from doing it physically. Ein li limana mizeh, shar nigla yisona v'neinu lasis. So he says, apir zev atzmoy shoyam yokar v'sapir. He says, the pshat itself is extraordinarily right, but he doesn't think it's pshat in the pasuk. Let's explain a little bit the Rambam here, because this is really, really, it carries so much oimek to it. Let's take an example. Let's say somebody who I am beholden to, my employer, my father, my boss of some sort, tells me, I want you to make sure that Reuven does X, Y, or Z. Try maybe inviting for a suda, try yelling at him, try X, try Y, try Z, and so on and so forth. So I go. So I've been given a mission to make sure that Reuven does whatever it is. I've been given discretionary power to realize the mission in different ways. And obviously when I'm told to do it either A or B or C, I can do it different ways. And when it's, you know, and however I do it, if it's done effectively and efficiently, I get a yasher koach for that. Scenario two. My boss tells me, invite Reuven to a suda and tell him the following. I overheard a conversation. I overheard my boss telling somebody else why he's doing it. I guessed myself. I'm a bright person. I figured it out. So I say to myself, no, that's the wrong tactic to go about it. I have a much smarter way to do it. And since the tachlis is for the boss to accomplish so-and-so, so then I will do it, and it will be done outside of Yosef Tov. It will be done even better. In that case, if I change, I have done wrong. And even if I am successful, my boss, my authority, whoever it may be, would be very right in letting me have it. I was told this and this. If don't be a problem with it. The reason was not given to me as operating instructions. I happen to know it. I happen to guess it. But that's not my instructions. And therefore, it should not and it cannot play any role in my execution of whatever the mission is. The world of Torah and mitzvahs, the world of mitzvahs, have a very specific, they are tzivuyim, first and last. That is the mission statement, that's the mission. The mission paper is do this and this and this. It is possible and somewhat appropriate to try to get an understanding of it. And certainly if a person is zocheh to Sisr Torah, means he gets a very sense of the depth of understanding. But never confuse the understanding to the mission. Only Reb Shimon holds the Torah's time at the Krah, and that's only where the Tam is in the Pasuk. The time that we have, whether it's the Rishonim, whether it's the Gemara, whether it's the Kabbalah, a wonderful, wonderful timing, and we need to be misamic and misbonein and draw a lot of inspiration and feelings and all sorts of good things from it. One thing we can't do is to allow it to affect the Maisa itself. And that's what the Rambam says. The Nistoros is Lashem Elokein. The Niglos, the Chelek that is given to us, revealed to us, is that's ours. We're balabatim. In as much, Moshe, the Torah said, get rid of chametz, and let's say you hold ashpesosa b'chol dava, so I could use anything I want. I can put it in the water, I can put it in fire, I can grind it and throw it out, because the Torah said, get rid of it. But if the Torah says ashpesosa b'sreifa, I can't be an oibachachem and say, well, today we have chemicals that destroy it even better than fire. I have to stick, the parameters of my mission are as stated in the Torah. I want to add that this was very much at the heart of a lot of the machlokas between Chassidim and Misnagdim. One has to ask himself, Chassidim came along, and even the Muslim over to that degree, and they sought to bring in inspiration in Maisa Mitzvahs by understanding the timing and the wonderful time of the mitzvahs. And Adarav, especially Kabbalah, especially Chassidus, which took its time and mitzvahs from Kabbalah, which should be the truest to form, to tell us time and mitzvahs. So why was there so much friction? Why were they so opposed to it? And the answer was, and obviously it was borne out to some degree, Lamaisa, that when people start fixating on the time and mitzvahs, and Adab, if it's Kabbalah, they feel this is mamish the tam, they start distorting the halacha shavoy. Whether it's the liberties chassidim take in the time of the davening, the different performance of halachas, and so on, where they add mitzad the toichen, the Kabbalah shavoy, but detract sometimes mitzad the halacha shavoy, that was a great cause of consternation. It was felt that it's a mixing up of the two realms of Torah, the Nigla and the Nista, and that's why there was a very big payda on. That's why there was upset. There was a feeling that this would eventually, besides being wrong in its own right, it eventually would unhinge everything else. Nefesh HaChayim is a big part of it. It's dedicated to that principle of that the chelik that's ours is Nigla. The chelik that's nister is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. If we're privileged and we're fortunate, we catch a peek in it and we can see it and gain so much from it, but it's not ever to be used in the realm of the doing. The idea of doing a pi Kabbalah was something that the Goyen, even though the Goyen was the world's master in Kabbalah, and he didn't hesitate sometimes to learn Nachag Arizal, but he never brought that into the Olam HaMaisa. That was very, very important to keep the two Halakim of Torah separate. Okay, now we're Rabbeinu Bechaya's own pshat in Anistaras Anigles. V'yitochon l'farish Anistaras L'Hashem Alekeinu ki mipnei shehizki b'posik shol mailo v'yitshim v'ashlichim eretz achaz kei mazer v'golos p'amigdochma v'futim orch b'yoysa. Because it says v'yitshim v'ashlichim eretz achaz kei mazer, and the golos is very long, v'akeit sosim nel nista, so we have 2,000 years worth of very, very clear golos, and we have a very vague promise of some case that gets more vague as the time goes on. L'chach samoch miyad v'am nistas Hashem Elokein kloima ein lonu boi shum yediyah ku inyan nistal Hashem Elokein levadei ve'ein itonu yediyah adma. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says the following, two nuances in what he says. First of all, the world of Mashiach and Kates and Geula belongs to a chelik of Bria that's called Nister. It's not our business. It's not our business to be Oisik in Teirasa Shal Mashiach. It's not our business to bring Mashiach. It's our business to do what we have to do. We have Tayag Mitzvahs, keeping them, Va'oimkon, Uberochban, Lorkon, and Dekeo, Beproteo, Bekamneseo, is what's incumbent on us. Mashiach is incumbent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and we are Maimin, Be'muna Shleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it. And the Loshon Chazal by Yosef HaTzadik, he's Oisik in Sakot Anisa, he's Oisik in Avela, he's Oisik in this. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. And therefore, there was also a tremendous reluctance to be Oisik in any Inyanim of Mashiach and so on. To take Inyanim of Nister and Fapachkit Nigladik. So, how long is Mashiach's beard going to be? What color is it going to be? Is it going to come on a Tuesday or Wednesday? You have a theory in Gemaris. Chazal said there'll be this war, that war, war. We don't know. That's what Rambam says. In the Rambam Lach of Paskins. We don't know. That's his psak. He says there are many medrash and many chazal. We're bewildered as far as that because it doesn't belong to the realm of that. Secondly, and this is a very important nekuda, nothing, Torah is not a sort of preparatory. That the Torah we're doing now is because it's pre-Mashiach, but when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a different ball game and so on and so forth. What do you mean? This is Torah. Even when the Mahalach is Mahalach of Melech HaMashiach, Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvah is what it's about. It'll just enter a phase where it'll be so much deeper, more enriched, with so many more dimensions and colors to it. But it's all about Kiyum HaTorah, and even when we're going through a period of when it'll become Niglois, we will also have this will be the teichn of Klal Yisrael. Then he said, "V'yeshchal esoyer b'milas anisteres shuchosev vav anisteres k'siv." It says instead of anisteres, it's written without a vav in the k'siv and chosev. V'yirma zakosev al ashchina. There's a remez on shchina now. U'mashekro anisteres lefisha hoysom mistateres ba'onon v'anisteres mimenu bizman agolos rachaboy. In other words, it's not going only on a tekufa that will be, like the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, a time of when the stars come niggas. But right now, there is something behesta that is with us behesta. But Yoyma Kosov, Kanisteros of Akekas Rachma Shomel Kainu, Sheigala Ketan of Anenu. The chilek, the nekuda nisteris in the bria, is that which is asking, requesting, that there be a that to stop the process of geula. I want to let's sort of give it a little bit of a tom. Imagine a person has in him some. Imagine a person has no talent for music whatsoever. So. And then someone comes along and teaches him how to play and stuff like that. So okay, so from that point onwards, he knows how to play an instrument or sing or whatever it is. But let's say a person has some talent. Then we'll keep sort of pushing him. He'll somehow gravitate towards music, ask people to try out instruments and so on, because that hidden akuda pushes him to try and to get it. So he says that the nistoris are HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nekuda Nisteris now in the Bria, and that's pushing towards Gula. It's as if the Bria itself has a built-in Hester waiting for Gula. And so Nisteris is Mevakesh Et Rahma Hashem Elokeinu Sheigala Ketzon Vaneinu. V'chein Matzidim V'kam Aksuvim Shematzidim Gula Atzmoy. V'chein Dor Shechazal Gila B'Shoseicha B'Shoseinu Loinem El B'Shoseicha K'nei Shir Mincha Vaneini. And many psukim that imply that within Elikus itself there's a koyach that is pushing towards that. And we feel it now ourselves. People have the idea that humanity has always looked for a utopia of some sort, a sense that things could be bishleimus. A bardas would say, a bardas really should be saying there is nothing in the Bria that is really of any type of value. The Bria is messed up, and it has no, it has no tachlis to it. It's all messy and full of problems, and it's going everywhere. People had a sense that no, the Bria should be perfect, can be perfect, would be perfect. יש כל ההסקל עוד כמי הפוסק הזה יויצי שם מומחה לשאלה שחולה מצויך אויזס ומשול השמס כל שם השם שלוס אויזס נטישה ווסר הכס הכפולה בשם ידוע והשם הזה מייד שאין במילות הנסטורס ווב אומנם מצינו ווב של הקנש שנשאר יחידס מהצירה וזה מבוא This is a piece על פי קבולה really just sort of rams it in he's saying that there's a shem that comes over here that is Megala, it's a way in which you can ask a Shelas Cholam. What's relevant for us in this passage of his is as follows. The fact that even when there's Hest upon him, there's still a Derech to tap into Likus. That's an Akuda that remains it. In other words, concurrent with the Matzav of Geula, concurrent with a matzah with a nigla, it seems to be all has to put him and so on, there's an akuda pnimis that is still alive and hankering for something, and there's a way to tap into it through what he calls Shelas Cholam. Okay, it's a bit late, we'll hold it here.